What is the biggest green flag in relationship?
The man actually taking you out on dates and actually treating you right.
Now, why is that a girl will get that answer, but then sleep with the opposite type of guy?
The chase.
Chase, it's all about the chase.
Most people aren't even, most women aren't even curious about men.
What do you mean?
Okay, ask a woman what she wants from a man and she'll give you a thesaurus, a list, an encyclopedia. Ask what she brings to the table, you can't write on the back of a stamp.
This man that I used to talk to just tried hitting me back up. So I told him I'm not interested, I'm talking to other men. Tell me why, he said. Are you talking to multiple men? And I said, yes. He says, just add me in there.
So many ladies can be talking to multiple dudes at once, and if you are one of these dudes, that doesn't necessarily mean that she respects you.
You know, you just need to relax and stop overreacting.
Got my shit when I get out of work too. Don't ever come back.
Are you in love?
I was.
That broke my heart.
I was.
What's your body kind of looking like right now?
I can't even tell you. It's like 45.
How old are you again?
20.
20, and your body count is?
45.
45.
I mean, barring total disrespect, it's so sad when you could see someone ghost another person and have no concern with how it affects them.
Like, don't be friend-zoned. I don't know. Like, you know when a girl's just friend-zoning you and is not interested in you at all. So stop feeding these relationships. They're literally going nowhere. Stop giving yourself false hope. It literally is going nowhere. Have self-respect for yourself and be like, you know what? I am f***ing with no woman who don't want me.
Hey, my son must have really been hungry. He fried his own chicken. It looked good, too. Okay, Mama, I see you. Holding your weight. Okay. Hey, you ugly. Don't hate.
You lame.
Your mama lame. The real one.
Oh, God, we could've won. Me and you. Oh, God, we could've won. We could've won.
Tell you something I had to learn. Loyalty has an expiration date. The problem is when you're the nice person, your loyalty lasts far longer to a certain people than it should.
You see, nice people are great, but it's so sad that so often people can realize this and want to take advantage of you.
Okay. So it's up to you if you want to be with somebody who's a cheater. You seem like a decent dude. There are a lot of women out there that won't play you. I'm sure there are. So I'm just saying that's just my opinion. I ain't trying to give you no advice. You already seen what she can do and what she capable of hiding a relationship from you for 2 years. For 6 months. Y'all been together for 6 months, right?
Are you serious?
She hid a 2-year relationship from you.
Dude.
So it's something for you to think about. And she don't want to hear me tell you this right now because I'm like your voice of reason, dog. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like your voice of reason. I ain't disrespecting your girl. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. I'm not even looking at her. I'm looking at you.
Yes, we've been together, but we were not together anymore.
What do you mean together?
I barely hang out with him. The last text message is like from 2 months ago. I barely talked to him.
You want to prove that? You want to go look at his phone?
I do.
Okay. Did you know that she just talked to him right before we pulled up on you guys? Who did she say she was on the phone with?
It's her mom.
Okay. That was him. Let me show you. Do you need some more proof?
Are you serious? Yeah.
Come on, follow me. Lock it up. Okay. Look at that. Here. That's her phone number right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. There's your proof. Now what? There's your proof.
Is he just lying like that?
What you got to say for yourself?
I'm done with you.
You don't have to be anything with me.
You see, a mistake is still a mistake, regardless of how you feel about it in the current moment.
a strong, independent woman. I could do anything and I don't need you.
What do you want?
Can you help me open this?
What do you say?
Thank you.
Back in the days, you know, most of the time you would wait for someone to make the first move. It might be on the first date, it might be the third date, whatever. It could be the man, it could be the woman. But now all my friends have noticed that the man has stopped making the first move. All my girlfriends are like, they're waiting. It's a third date, fourth date, a week later. He hasn't gone in for the kiss. He doesn't do any touching or anything. And I've asked my dude friends that are single.
Right.
And they're like, you don't know where a woman's going to go with that story. Anymore. I ain't touching nobody.
What can they do to get out of the friend zone?
Nothing.
I don't go to clubs. I don't go to bars. I don't go to parties. I don't go to kickbacks. I don't go to none of that. Only time I'm going outside is if I'm getting something to eat or if I'm going to work. Some people call my life boring. Me personally, I just be chilling. I don't like being around a lot of people. None of that. That's probably some of the reasons I'm gonna be single for the rest of my life, because I don't like that.
You guys have to live your own lives. You are not living someone else's because you only get one at the end of the day.
A phenomenon that's taking the dating world by storm, this thing called passport bros. And apparently these guys on TikTok are bragging about how they're going to other countries. They're finding more traditional women that can cook and clean and act like housewives. Western women are getting mad because our men are going across overseas to find more traditional women.
Live footage of me throwing out a guy's number.
What was the lowest point in your life and how did you overcome it?
The lowest point in my life has been basically because of women and the fact that I trust and love them. And I'm a true romantic and I fell for it at least twice. And I never forgave myself for the second fall. And it's a regret that I carry with me to this day. So that's probably the lowest point that I've been rising since.
Passport bros, you guys ready for another success story? The house is spotless. She cooks every day, and I've just taught her the only thing she needs to know in English. Oh, well, thank you, honey. Say something.
Yes, daddy.
See?
You see, bad experiences often make guys super cold, but you can argue that they are stronger nonetheless.
What would your husband's income be?
Like 200,000 plus 200, 250.
Probably like 100K and up.
If the average is like 50, maybe like 70 plus.
Okay.
I guess maybe like 80K.
Okay.
His income should be something close to about 160,000.
I would like to say maybe 100,000. Okay. At least, yeah.
This is so high, but I guess you'd have to be like a millionaire.
A million.
Don't know who needs to hear this, and I've said it already, and I will say it again. Okay? So, you probably already know this too, but you're doing it anyway. So, here I am to remind you. Stop putting effort and expectations into somebody who can go the entire day without even talking to you.
In dating, needy people are a common turnoff, but come on, you gotta respect someone's work schedule.
I'm not looking for no good boy. I need a
You know what it never was? That serious. It was never that serious.
Daphna, darling.
You're so funny. You crazy girl. So people have been asking me, they're saying, Zucker, when are you gonna go on a second date with Daphna? Are you going to go on a second date with Daphna? All these questions, right? Short answer is no. But I think the real question is, would I ever consider going on a date with Daphna? First date, second date, third date, any kind of date.
Wow, these clips are truly unbelievable, and don't forget to click links in the video description.